You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well. Got a handful of topics to get into today. College baseball. A couple of headlines last night. LSU and the Green Wave. Moving on. Pelicans, we'll touch on that here as well. NBA playoffs. Uh-oh. Poor Giannis. He getting the treatment now, baby. How much blame does he deserve? Good gracious. Again, the other team can't win. Bucks win, it's Kawhi's fault. It's insane. We got plenty to talk about. Jacques Doucette, Mike Triplett, Willie Fritz, Ty Graf Panini, Tim Grubbs. I'll give you the times after we officially welcome you to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day, is that what it is?
It is. Join the intern. The name of the camel is?
Caleb.
The name of the head coach of your New Orleans Saints?
Sean Payton.
The name of the band playing the music?
Shock G and the Underground.
There you go. Look at you. You brought it today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It only took you a couple of days, a week removed
a week.
From school. Words
of wisdom.
To all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
In a matter of minutes, we'll go to Hoover, Alabama. Jacques Doucette, WAFB, has the latest from the Tigers' win last night as Jacques and the rest of the folks covering saw LSU go well into the night to pull out the win last night against South Carolina. We'll take on Mississippi State. We'll preview that here in a little bit. 12:15, Mike Triplett joins us. One day removed, Jordan the intern. One more day. It's all we got to wait until we get to watch practice. How excited are you about watching practice?
I'm excited to watch the wide receiver core.
You're excited?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the main thing I'm going to be looking at for.
Head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave. There's a football camp going on at Yulman Stadium on Saturday, in conjunction and working with LSU. So we will hear from him about the camp here coming up. The Graf, coming up at 1:30. Let me know if he was excited about this.
Popped up, shallow left center, long run, Matthews. Slides and he makes the catch! He caught it!
Now you hear that in the background, and that is Kelly Roper, the pitcher, who went 9 innings, a complete game. And again, if you've been following us here and you've been following Tulane baseball, pitching kind of an issue for the Green Wave to go a complete game in the opening game of the conference tournament, pretty big, to say the least. And again, as we said, Jacques Doucette's going to join us here in a quick minute. Again, always just excellent coverage. And last night, Cole Henry started. We'll get into that wacky second inning, if you can call it wacky. Just a strange second inning. Head coach Paul Maneri after the game. And Coach Maneri was saying, of course, that, hey, look, it's just one of those games that is going to be tough to try to win. And obviously you needed to go, and try to win. It's going to be hard to not get that regional. That's obviously something that they're trying to do, and we will see how that goes out. So 800-998-1003 is the way to kind of get into the conversation. Of course, you can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA here as well. You know, Jordan, we were asking about some of the storylines, of course, of people
that we're going to try to get into, and that's where we're going to talk to Mike Triplett tomorrow. What's the one thing when you walk out there tomorrow do you want to see?
I'm looking at the center, and I'm also looking at wide receiver, Little Humphrey Jordan. I'm looking at Trayvon Dorrell, see if he could finally make it out of the of training camp, see if he would be one of those starters that we could see in the regular season. And then also, I just want to see how Drew Brees is looking, seeing how he's coming. Maybe this might be his last season.
Ah, here we go.
You know, seeing how that shoulder's, if that shoulder's still kicking.
The shoulder's still kicking. Yeah. You're able to tell that already, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, well. Got some Drew Brees for you already.
If they need a shooting guard, I'll come out. I mean, I'll get out there. I'd love to play with those guys.
Sean
Let's go.
Trying to get them on your team.
I know. Listen, we'll suit them up anytime.
What position?
Well, just red zone specialist. You don't like we don't want to bang those guys around too much because they got long careers in basketball. But I'm just thinking, just a couple fades, you know, back corner of the end zone. I'm sure those guys would like just jumping up and snatching one out of there. I don't think there's many guys that could jump with those guys out there.
Okay, there he is. Drew Brees, talk about Zion and AD. Red zone packages. Stop it. It's not happening. We'll get to see Drew Brees, of course, tomorrow. Jacques Doucet, WAFB in Baton Rouge over in Hoover, Alabama, joins us for a couple of quick minutes to recap last night's win. Jacques, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I got punched in and heard Drew Brees talking and was thinking, well, Gus has Drew on the show. Why in the heck does he have me on?
You're sure. Right.
But,
yeah. Well, yeah, I can explain if you were a little delirious here as well. Late into the night it went. I guess we'll start with Cole Henry. He gets the start. Obviously, you saw the pitch count going up, and then you get into that second inning. It's nuts. You had a solid defensive play at third. You got one out. Next play, sharp, you know, hit up the middle. Great play by the second baseman. The ball gets stuck in the glove, and then wheels kind of come off here. Catcher's interference. Five runs later, you know, they're trailing.
Yeah, I think they had wanted him to go three innings tops. They were hoping for about 50 pitches or thereabouts, and he did have some bad luck. Yeah, the ball got stuck in Brent Broussard's glove. He couldn't get it out. The catcher interference that you referred to. South Carolina did tag him for some sharp singles, so there was that as well. But after the game, he felt very confident that he was back up and running and feeling as good as he's felt all year. And of course, he made the All-SEC freshman team, so he's had an outstanding first year. And he'd like to pitch again this week if possible. Mm-hmm. If LSU sticks around here long enough, he'd like to get back out there. And he definitely feels like he can be a factor for LSU in the NCAA tournament.
I was going to say, Jacques, is that kind of a story to me? Because you did see he had two strikeouts there in the first inning. Ball had some pop, had some movement. The one sharp gapper that scored two runs in left center, that didn't. That was just a straight ball. But, you know, look, seeing a pitcher come off of arm soreness or a tired arm or however you want to look at it, the fact that you did see some strikeouts, that's got to be encouraging on top of the fact that he says he thinks he can still come back and pitch this weekend.
Yeah, when we were interviewing Coach Maneri after the game, one of the reporters said, hey, he said, yeah, he'd like to pitch again this week. And Maneri said, oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, so they'll look at maybe doing that. But yeah, I mean, you're feeling good in the fact that you got Landon Marceau pitching well, Eric Walker's pitching well. You throw Cole Henry in the mix. Coach Maneri said he just wished he had a healthy Jaden Hill to go to as well. You know, you'd like four pitchers going into a NCAA regional, but they'll just do their best to piecemeal this together, use Mikhail Hilliard when they can, and hopefully Zach Hess can pitch on back-to-back days and shut down some games as well.
You know, Jacques, one of the things you look at is obviously when you see your starting pitcher have to leave early in the game, you're going, oh boy, here we go, because that's an elimination game. You have to now win it and you're trailing. The job Devin Fontenot did.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Almost five innings or just over four innings of shutout ball, only gave up one hit the whole time. I saw his father before the game. We chatted for a little bit, and he said, I told Devin I was going to come by the hotel and visit a little bit. He said, no, Dad, not today. Stay away. You know, I'm not in the mood. He was just so locked in and focused on he knew how big the game was for LSU to win, and he knew he was going to be called upon, and that's how baseball is in terms of ups and downs. He's the guy that gave up the the runs to Ole Miss in that final game of the series when LSU scored six runs in the bottom of the ninth to come back tie up the game, and then Fontenot comes in and blows it there in the top of the tenth. But you know, yesterday he bounces back and just pitches so well and does a great job, and so you like to see those performances as well. Hands the ball to Todd Peterson, who became a superstar on this field a year ago, mm-hmm. and he does an outstanding job as well.
You know, Jacques, I guess one of the things that you look at, too, is timely hitting and some big hits. I was seeing the comeback. There's some Tigers that continue to be hot.
Yeah, you know, Josh Smith led off the game with that home run and then fell behind 5-1. I think Loso came through with that two-out single to right, make it 5-3. And then LSU was able to manufacture some runs, put some balls in play. The South Carolina misplayed. I think Cabrera came through with a big hit. One guy I'd like to see get back going again is Chris Reed. It seems like he's striking out a lot lately. I'd like to see him get some more hits and get Watson that back up and running like we know he can be. And you know, Antoine Duplantis played well. I think he's closing in on becoming LSU's all time leader in hits, which is saying something. We all know that baseball in the '90s was a lot different than baseball today in terms of hits and offense and stuff like that. So that'd be a huge accomplishment if he can somehow reach that goal before his LSU career is over.
All right, so now you move until tonight and you take on Mississippi State, and obviously lots of history between these two teams. The series earlier in the season up in Starkville was a pretty memorable one as well. How do you kind of look at this one just from afar?
Well, Coach Maneri after the game called Mississippi State one of the best teams in the country. I think LSU certainly can win the game, and the way Eric Walker's been pitching lately, he does not have electric stuff, but I think the confines of this ballpark help him out a bit. It's a bit of a graveyard here. I think he's got that going for him. And for LSU, it's really big that they won last night, because they would have lost and had to drive all the way back home, sit around, and Coach Maneri said Coach Maneri said he was going to practice them, and it was not going to be pleasant the rest of the week. It's going to be some boot camp practices. And so now with that victory last night, I guess they feel a little bit better about their chances. I guess if they would win tonight, they would really feel good about, you know, an NCAA regional coming to LA Box Stadium. And the fact they win last night, you get to play two more games and get a chance to start the guys, let Marcel and Walker both get a start before the NCAA tournament. So, I think LSU should go out and play loose and easy, have fun. If they lose the game, they still got another one to play tomorrow. And the longer you get to hang around here, the better your chances are of improving your seed and your NCAA tournament position. Although I wouldn't mind going to Vegas or Miami.
That couldn't be bad either as well. Our intern says he'd come help you and carry a camera as well. Jacques, thanks for joining us a little bit this afternoon. I know you're busy. Go get a nap in, dude, because you're probably going to be late into the night again tonight.
Well, you tell that intern he can get on the interstate right now and come see me in Hoover. I could use him today.
Oh, believe me, any opportunity to get away out of here. There's only one problem, Jacques. Tomorrow you got Saints OTAs, and he's going to be looking at. I asked him before you, what do you be looking at tomorrow? He goes, Drew Brees' shoulder. The guy's already looking at shoulder strength for Drew Brees. So I don't know if he can come help you just yet, but next week for sure he can.
All right. Sounds good. Well, enjoy the Saints. I wish I was there myself. So.
I hear you, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Take care.
At Jacques Doucette's the way to follow him over on Twitter. Again, just go follow. Yeah, follow him on Twitter. He's got interviews right after the game. He's a one-man band. I mean, it's incredible what he does. Shooting the camera, asking the questions, and he's there. It doesn't matter. Sweet 16 action, dude. Did you see him? I mean, just...
There.
He honestly is just, if you love your Tigers, you want some solid stuff, he does it, man. He's a hustler. He gets interviews with 3-4 players last night. Coach Maneri pops it all up right there. What'd you do last night for me?
I slept.
There you go.
Last night.
That's what I did. Look, if you changed on me, it would be a little, you know.
Yeah, the show wouldn't run the same.
No, it definitely wouldn't. So, CBSSports.com. Had an interesting thing right on its front page right there. Do you see it on the front page? You see the front page?
John Breach.
By the way, I got to throw this in there as we're going to welcome Mike Triplett in after the break. The Colts apparently are now in pursuit of Gerald McCoy as well. It's a bidding war. I mean, come on. He's a multi-pro bowler. You know it's going to be, hey, come over here. We like you. Saints were mentioned along with, what, the Patriots, the Browns, the Chargers. And I guess you throw in the Colts now. But CBSSports.com right there. The largest of the pictures. Actually, two Saints things are right on the front.
Moves to help the Saints. Super Bowl chance.
Oh, and it's Sean Payton.
And then the other
glasses
is
and the visor looking stoic. And what's the other one?
More tweaks for pass interference.
Ah, the play that will live in infamy, the pass. That's a beautiful still picture of the Rams defender.
And the
all over mugging.
Yes.
And there's the ball. Hadn't even got to the receiver yet.
It wasn't a pass interference. What are you talking
about? No, incomplete. Incomplete. Anyway.
Would you like to know what moves the Saints need to make before?
Can you give it to me in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
So the three moves Saints
three moves
still make to boost their Super Bowl.
Number one.
Sign Gerald McCoy and add depth to the D-line.
I agree. That'd be a good one. Number two.
Find a wide receiver to compliment Michael Thomas and call Michael Crabtree first.
Call Michael Crabtree. Okay, all right. Number three.
Add depth to the O-line.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So we're kind of on par. You want to say it, don't you?
What, the second one or the...
No, the funny tweet that they put out there.
The one with Zion?
The one with Zion.
That was the very first picture
happening.
That you could see.
Relax, Zion.
Sign Zion.
I do think, though, I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world, right? Season opening game, Monday Night Foosball. I mean, Zion's got to do the Who Dat chant, right? I mean, he's got to do it. What a better way to welcome himself and introduce himself, right?
AD would be so butthurt.
Oh, has AD ever done the Who Dat chant?
No. Wow.
You think he'd be bothered by that?
Yes.
I don't think it matters to him.
Maybe not right now.
No.
But
can
it will.
Can you just imagine the pearly, beautiful smile of Zion just looking up and just going, wow, drop that fist. Who Dat. Huh? I like that. Why not embrace it? Sports Hangover, hour number one, always brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Go online. You'll check out blogs, videos, all the different types of law that they practice, not just personal injury, mass tort, workers' comp, the works. Go out and check it out. Free consultation call, and remember this. You don't get paid. They don't get paid. It's that simple. 800-998-1003 is the way to follow us and give us a call. When we come back, it's Mike Triplett. We'll talk about some of the storylines he will be paying attention to tomorrow at OTAs. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
All right. Start your summer off by saving a whole lot of cash on a new Mitsubishi during the summer kickoff sales event at Barker Mitsubishi. Drive home in a new 2018 Eclipse Cross and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2000 Outlander Sport and take $4,000 off the MSRP. Oh, you want a little bit more? Right now you can take off the $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2000 Outlander SEL with seating for 7, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer kickoff sales event at Barker Mitsubishi. With $4,500 off new Eclipse Crosses, $4,000 off new Outlander Sports, and $5,000 off new Outlander SELs. Plus, all these new Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come save during the summer kickoff sales event only at Barker Mitsubishi in Houma, or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
AKK-129, MSRP-2438, 2,000 deal with this, 2,000 factory rebate, type of 19T-063, MSRP-2328, 2,000 deal with this, 1,000 factory rebate, 19T-055, MSRP-30910, 2,000 deal with this, 2,000 factory rebate, CTNL, TDL for detail, warranty issues evolution, and IMIEB, as May 2019.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Ride the world's largest inline water slide. Ride the world's largest razor slide. Ride the world's largest funnel slide at Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
Ride the world's largest dark bowl slide. Ride the world's largest sled slide. And ride the world's largest upside down water slide at Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
We are the South's largest water park. And get $5 off your day pass with any Coca-Cola product can. Blue Bayou is the
Land of the Giants.
I-10 at the Highland Road exit, Baton Rouge.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, joins us. He'll be out there tomorrow. You know what? I'm look, right here. A little round of applause for Mike Triplett.
Why are we clapping?
I'm clapping because you should have noticed. When you were cutting the sound yesterday from Trajan Langdon, did you notice a familiar voice asking questions?
Yeah, Mike Triplett.
That's right. There you go, Mike Triplett.
I did see his story on ESPN.
Come on over to the Pell side of things, huh, Mike?
On the bandwagon. as David Kingsley said, the next one it'll be on the bandwagon. I'm on it.
I was just happy you didn't do the token. So is Zion going to be able to play for the Saints? I was waiting for that question, Mike.
That's a really good point. I should have asked that. We did ask Sean Payton that the other day. But
Drew Brees, we played that earlier. He said he'd love to use him in red zone packages, him and Anthony Davis. Just back of the end zone, toss him the ball. Look, so much buzz, obviously, around him and the Pels team with what they're doing. But, Mike, it's here. I get it. We don't want to overhype and overstate it. But it's legit practices. It's really the first step to what we're going to see when the season opens up against the Texans on Monday Night Football. So there are some storylines. There are some things that, you know, we're going to be observing and see as they progress from here up until training camp these 4 weeks and then at the start of camp. So, Mike, what's the number one thing that you will be paying attention to over the next 4 weeks?
Well, during OTAs when they don't have any pads on, you really evaluate the pass catchers and the DBs a lot better. I mean, you don't really know what the front seven's doing. You don't really know what the offensive line's doing. You don't really know how well the running backs are doing because, you know, the crowd will cheer at minicamp when a guy breaks an 80-yard run, but it could have been a 2-yard loss for all we know. So really what you can evaluate is the pass catchers and the DBs, but those are worth evaluating because we've talked so much about how the Saints' number one need this offseason was to get more reliable pass catchers, and that's going to be a combination of Jared Cook, who I'm really excited to see in this offense, and the young guys who need to step up from Cameron Meredith to Traquan Smith to Keith Kirkwood, et cetera. So I think we're going to be talking a lot about them because we will be able to see what they look like in practice. And then how do the DBs look with Eli Apple in his second year in the system and Patrick Robinson coming back to play nickel, as well as the two rookies they drafted that will be working their way into the mix at safety and nickelback. So I have a feeling we'll hone in on those guys quite a bit. Now, the probably most intriguing battle is at center, where we see if the rookie Eric McCoy can win that job. We're not going to know how well he's doing, but we will be able to see how they're rotating at that position.
Exactly, and that's what I've been able to say. Look, I don't know, and that's going to go along the lines of the other thing, what the fifth of my top five, and that's Marcus Davenport. I mean, I guess it starts with, is he out there? How much work is he getting in? How healthy is he? We start there. And then you just kind of go by what he'll tell us. You know, I'm sure at some point he'll be available. We will request him. They'll bring him to the podium. And, you know, he was honest with us last year. And he said, look, it stinks. I can't beat Terron Armstead to save my life. I'm not used to that. So you kind of heard from him to do that. So that's what I'm interested in hearing. You know, how far does he feel he's progressing? He's been pretty open.
Yeah, he has. And he's actually talked a couple times this offseason, although he's being very coy about his injury status, saying he's taking it day to day and we'll see and things like that. I have a feeling he'll be pretty limited still at this time, considering he had toe surgery in January. Mm-hmm. Although he's not, you know, in a boot or in a cast at the last few community appearances we've seen him at. So he's probably on a good pace. But you're right. He admitted that confidence and belief were some of his biggest hurdles as a rookie in this league. And I think that grew as the first season went on, and it should absolutely grow in the second season, especially since he's had the entire offseason in the system instead of having to go through that pre-draft rigmarole.
Speaking with Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, how many times have you been asked? I saw this morning the Colts are now throwing their hat in the Gerald McCoy race. How many people are asking you how close are the Saints and should they get him and why haven't they got him already?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that happens with star players. I would celebrate that decision because I think he's one of the more underrated star players. I mean, if you go back and watch tape, I mean, he just looks like he knows the snap count. He's just this incredible presence in the middle of a defensive front. Any team should want him, and he would immediately be the Saints' best defensive tackle. But I would be surprised if they go after him just because they have invested in a lot of guys at that position. I mean, if Sheldon Rankin does come back healthy for the second half of the year, all of a sudden, Gerald McCoy would be their fourth three-technique tackle on this team. And so it would surprise me, but he would certainly be an upgrade. So never say never with this team.
You know, I think one of the things as well that we'll keep an eye on over the next couple of weeks is if there could be additions to the roster. I mean, look, Sean Payton himself says it, that he keeps his eye on everybody else's roster. So you're not just competing to make this team. You're competing against the other teams as well. Do you think depth on the D-line, depth on the O-line are possibly where you would see that? Because everywhere else you look like there's battles. I guess you throw in receiver maybe.
Well, I would have said a veteran defensive end is the one thing I expect them to do most. I was surprised they hadn't done it yet. I thought they were waiting till June 1st. And sure enough, they did it yesterday with Wes Horton. I mean, obviously that's not a thrilling headline that's going to get everybody really excited. But, you know, he started, I think, 35 games in his career for the Panthers. He started 8 games last year. It's exactly what they needed is another defensive end, because even if Marcus Davenport is ready to step up and become the lead guy in that rotation, they still needed 2 guys over there on the end. So that was the move I was expecting most. I think you're right that they could look for a veteran offensive lineman to sort of play that Jermon Bushrod role as the first backup in and tackle or guard, although they do have Michael Olah and Derek Newton, who are experienced veteran offensive linemen. And, you know, they've got a lot of young guys who could compete for those jobs after drafting Eric McCoy and signing Nick Easton, and they've got Cameron Tom still in the fold and stuff. They might look for another tackle, but I don't think there's anyone out there right now that would obviously be better than like a Michael Olah type. And you know, Jermon Bushrod's still out there. I don't know for sure that they've closed the door on bringing him back.
All right, so let's have a little fun because there's going to be a story or two that will, you know, overhype. I mean, this is what we do, right? Mine's LeJordan Humphrey. I was teasing Larry yesterday. We had him on. I'm ready to get the jersey. I'm ready to do that. Well, what's a guy that you will be paying attention to, perhaps based off of the amount of fan question or inquiry?
Well, that's probably a good one. You know, it's funny how everybody's sort of almost given up on Traquan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about an undrafted rookie. How about a second-year, third-round pick? I mean, the talent is still there. He obviously needs to continue to master the playbook, and he's a guy who could eventually be, you know, 2 wow catches away from being the story of OTA. I'd love for it to be Cameron Meredith. I mean, everybody has just completely dismissed Cameron Meredith in their mind, but, you know, last year he was coming back from missing an entire year with that knee injury, and it eventually caught up to him. But if he's fully healthy this season, that could be a huge addition to this team. I would love for him to just look like a polished, true, you know, number 2, number 3 receiver out there for the Saints. I think that would generate a lot of excitement. But, you know, we've sort of moved on from those 2 guys, and you're right. There'll probably be a lot more talk about the little Jordan Humphreys of the world.
Yeah, now I hear you. I think it'll be interesting to sort of see who kind of stands out and things of that nature. Look, obviously training camp is when we'll start looking at storylines as guys that have to step it up and things of that nature. I think right now it's, look, stay healthy, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but you've already seen this week people suffer injuries and things of that nature. So get your work in, and look, at least we'll be hearing whistles and seeing actually plays in shorts. I get it, but it's football is kind of here now, so it's good.
Kind of. kind of. And then they shut it down for 5 weeks in June and July. So this is just this is basically spring football, right?
Yeah, you know. Look, I'm just trying to have a little fun with it, Mike. I mean, it's better than talking about, well, this guy would look good and that guy would look good. At least we'll actually see them running around. I mean, there was only so much we could have paid attention to in that rookie minicamp one.
Really, and look, I think the answer to your question is probably Jared Cook. I mean, he's the most exciting new addition on the team, and he's a guy we will be able to get a look at this week. So he'll probably be the guy most worth watching to be.
There you go. See, I like to task Jordan, our intern, with the beautiful task of I jot down every play that the rookies make. You like that, huh, Jordan?
No, because usually when I usually do that, they have breakout seasons.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Once you know their numbers and who they are. Mike never fails. It takes to about the second to last mini camp practice. He's like, who's the top pick again? I'm like, come on, man. So I have to circle it on this little sheet for him. But we all do.
That is false. Nah. That does not happen.
It might happen. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time this afternoon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Mike Triplett, ESPN.com. No, you've gotten better.
Thank you.
And you are.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Off the top. Ready?
No.
What position does Eric McCoy play?
Center.
Okay.
Boom. Yeah.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Safety. Cornerback.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Defensive back. Well, yeah. At least you know where to look on the
Correct.
Field. Alize Mack.
Safe, right?
Tight end.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm still getting used to the new players.
All right. Well, I will. You'll have a roster.
Yeah, I'll have a roster.
We'll have a little chat as we make the walk.
Correct.
So I'll let you.
You'll
know.
Give me my last.
You'll be fine.
Dying words.
There you go. Go. I'm going to rely
either,
on you. Look, I'm only going to get to see about 45 minutes tomorrow.
It's either drown or swim, I think.
We'll be over at Vinny's, as we are each and every Thursday, 3270 Ridgelake Drive. I'm a little nervous. I'm dependent on your eyes once I leave. What did you notice? I want detailed notes.
We're winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to come back with that.
You better give me more than, well, Breeze look good. I need more than that. Okay? Just saying it now. I need more than that. I need something. Who caught it? Why was it a good catch? I need things like that nature. When we come back, Willie Fritz, head coach of the Tulane Greenway football team. He, in conjunction and partnership with LSU, they're holding a football camp on Sunday, May 26th. We'll talk a little bit about that next on ESPN New Orleans. Places
I've known. Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
At GreenWave FB, it's the way to follow the Tulane football program on Twitter. If you want to follow Coach Willie Fritz at Coach W.E. Fritz, the way to do so as well. Coach, thanks for joining us this afternoon for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Gus?
I'm doing fantastic. My intern over here is convinced he could have been a tight end in college football despite never playing a down of tackle football.
That's correct.
At St. Paul's High School. So camps like Sundays, kind of important for people to actually prove, Coach, they can play football.
Oh, that's exactly right. We're excited about it. We've got a big camp Sunday. We're running in collaboration with a bunch of universities in the state of Louisiana. Coach Orgeron and his staff from LSU will be there. We'll have the schools, I think Southeastern Louisiana, Nichols, Northwestern, Louisiana College, McNeese. I hate to leave anybody out, but almost every school, one AA school, will be over. I think Grambling's going to have a few coaches over, and we'll probably have anywhere from 800 to 1,200 kids there between the two different camps.
Wow.
So we're going to run. It's a great opportunity for us to evaluate kids. And you know, nowadays, recruiting is so accelerated. You got to make decisions early. And this gives us a chance to be around the kids legally with NCAA rules. And you also get to put a clock on them and measure them and watch them compete, do the drills that you think are important to be able to make a decision whether or not you want to take this kid for the next 4 years. And, so there'll be a lot of great competition there, and it's always helped us out tremendously these last few years.
Now, Coach, the fly that I saw, you have what, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 12 o'clock, the specialist, and 2 o'clock's running backs, linebackers, O-line, D-line, 5 o'clock's receiver, QBs, DBs, and tight ends. That's accurate?
Yes, that is. So okay. We go all day. It's the specialists come out early. We have the whole field for them. Competition with the kickers and the punters and the snappers. We're always trying to find a great specialist. And then we go ahead and work with the running backs and the linebackers. They'll do a lot of drills against each other. O-line, D-line will also compete against each other. We'll also do some drill work. It's not just an evaluation camp. We're also trying to help these young guys get better and improve as a football player. And then we'll get the wide receivers, the defensive backs, quarterback, tight end in the evening. A lot of throwing competitions against each other, also with a lot of drill work initially.
Speak with head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave. The camp is Sunday over at Yulman Stadium. One of the things, I have a neighbor next door to me. His name is Darian. He's over at EJ's, a freshman, just made the varsity team, and receiver, DB, and I was having a conversation with him, like, how recruiting sort of changed. I'm like, you got to get to these camps, these 7-on-7 things. I mean, Coach, if you want to be seen and get in front, camps like this, 7-on-7 camps, is that the biggest difference in changing in all your years coaching on how to actually get these recruits?
Yeah, big time. It's, as I said before, everything's just gotten more accelerated. I think here in another 5-6 years, we're going to have early commitments in the summer sometimes. Now, kids are in our office almost on a daily basis on unofficial visits. We'll probably have a few kids come in this summer on official visits. In the old days, the players would play their season, the coaches would coach their season collegially, and then you'd have 5 visits that you'd take in January. Well, now that's over with. We'll have probably the majority of our commitments, scholarships spoken for by, I'd say, the first, second, third week of our season. So, if a guy doesn't get out there and compete, get a chance to showcase his talent, he's probably going to be behind. Plus, I think it's great for young guys like your neighbor to be able to see where they stack up, against some of the top players in the greater New Orleans area.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, we'll give you some of the info here a little bit. No pre-registration required. Just show up and you can get registered just a little bit before. We'll give you those times here in a quick second. Just two quick questions, Coach, and then we'll let you go on your way. That have to do with your football team. A nice, I guess, showing in the draft and at the very least getting some camp invites. What, five players will be at least trying to make it in the NFL?
Yeah, it's great for those guys. You know, our main purpose when our guys come here is to get them a degree, win a bunch of football games, you know, have that degree that can help them the next 40 years of their life. We're blessed again. All our students all graduated. We always want to accomplish that goal. But, you know, there's also guys that have a parallel plan, being able to get that degree that's going to help them for 40 years, but also have an opportunity to play in the NFL. We have five guys, Donnie Lewis, drafted by the Cleveland Browns. We'll have two guys playing with the Browns, Dontrell Hilliard and also Donnie Lewis. And then Taron Alcala, Charles Jones, John LeClue, Rod Teamer. Also got invited to camp and going to be able to showcase their talent with different squads. Nowadays, we only have seven rounds in the NFL draft. You know, if you get that opportunity, you have a chance to make it as a free agent, almost as much as you do as a draft.
Coach, on June 28th as well, kind of a big day for you, the NFL Wave Camp. What's that all about? Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I was going to say about the NFL Wave Camp. How big is an event like that for your players?
It really is. We're going to have it on June the 28th. We're going to be putting out a lot of information on it, out on it. It's going to be 6 to 9 p.m. at free camp. We want as many kids, 4th grade to 8th grade, to come to this camp. And we're going to really do a great job of instruction. We're going to go over tackling, watching, technique, and strategies. And then we're going to have, I believe we're going to have every guys Tulane is playing currently in the NFL that's going to be there on at the camp as well, along with our other players. So, you know, please check our website. Get on out there. There's going to be no cost. 4th grade to 8th grade, Friday, June the 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. And I hope we have 400 or 500, 600 kids at the camp. It'll be a great deal. I know all the NFL guys are excited about coming back and helping us with these kids.
Head Coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave. Coach, thanks for your time this afternoon. Give us a little bit of info. And, of course, Sunday, the big camp. I mean, that's shocking. You said almost anywhere between 800 to 1,000 kids going to be out there on Sunday. How do you keep your eyes on everybody?
Well, what you do is you have coaches, you spread them out. We'll do three drills for each position group. So each coach gets a chance to work 20 minutes with each group of kids. And, you know, we got it all organized. I've been running camps forever, so we pride ourselves in having an organized, structured camp. We want these guys to leave being better football players than when they came in. That's a big deal for us as well.
Sounds good. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gus. Roll wave.
12 o'clock is the specialist over at the Tulane football camp. And again, it's LSU's going to be here. A handful of other state schools going to be represented. Registration begins an hour before each session. No pre-registration needed. It's open to those entering ninth grade through post-grad, and it's $40. And it includes a little Nike shirt they'll give you. 2 o'clock, running back, linebackers, O-line, D-line. So your registration's at 1. And at 5, it's receivers, quarterbacks, DBs, tight ends. Your registration is at 4. And again, the reason I took the time to kind of have him on and talk a little bit about that, as you heard him say that, again, I've just kind of taken a bit of an interest on Darian, my neighbor, and seeing him, you know, from 8th grade, he's playing, you know, the football at that level. And what are you shaking your head for? I'm not trying to be his agent or anything.
Well, I could sack him.
I'm just, from what we do and what we talk about, if you don't go to these camps, it's going to be hard if you want to get on a team somewhere. You know, it's an opportunity to get either an education or if you want to play in the NFL and you know, get a scholarship. I mean, you have to get seen. And as Coach is saying there, look, if you can get in front, it's not just one or two schools. You know, he mentioned a handful of schools there. And it's what I told him. I'm like, I get it, you know. I'd love Carver to go to a top five place, something like that. But at the end of the day, you can line up for free. Line up, you know. You can rage and cage in it. Rage and cage in it. And when you have reps from all over the state to look at it. And I think it's one of the things that he said is more importantly. See where you are. You know, and that's like literally what I was telling him in front of his house on Monday. I'm like, dude, go see. Go see how that guy that everyone is keeping an eye on it and observe. You know, when coaches are flocking around one kid, it's probably a high recruit. Go know him. Go see. Go see what he's doing. You know, what makes him so good? What are some of the drills? Plus, these coaches, college coaches, are running the drills. That's what you go in your backyard and practice. You know, call me. I'll throw the ball to you. I mean, like, you know, do. But that's how you go find these things out. If you don't do 7-on-7 camps and you don't go to camps, you heard Coach say, you're behind the eight ball. Not that you can't get it, but, you know, it's why Carver, before he eats dinner, got to run some laps. Conditioning. Conditioning. If you want dinner, Daddy's got to retire in a few years. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. No, I'm serious.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Ride the world's largest inline water slide. Ride the world's largest razor slide. Ride the world's largest funnel slide at Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
Ride the world's largest dart bowl slide. Ride the world's largest sled slide. And ride the world's largest upside down water slide at Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
We are the South's largest water park. And get $5 off your day pass with any Coca-Cola product can. Blue Bayou is the
Land of the Giants.
I-10 at the Highland Road exit, Baton Rouge.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's hot outside.
I'm higher than day.
But baby, it's hot outside.
It's hot outside.
The summer has been.
You ready for tomorrow? You can handle an hour and a half, man. You're good. You're good.
Do you have one of those little hats that have the fans attached to them?
You're a joke.
Sprays a little bit of water here and there.
Exactly. And that's what I would do here as well. Myron Metcalf. Who's he, Jordan, the intern?
Myron Metcalf. He works for ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Covers or ESPN Radio in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Or ESPN Radio.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Him and I have something in common.
What is that?
Did you watch? No, well, yeah. Did you watch the Raptors-Bucks game last night?
I did.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
You watched after the Raptors made a play. There's the coach.
Yes.
And standing right behind the coach.
Ooh, my boy. Drake.
Yeah, your guy.
My guy.
Sit down in your chair. What are you doing standing up and rubbing the shoulders of the head coach?
What?
Sit down in your chair. If you want to stand up and cheer, stand up and cheer.
You can't help the coach out.
You're not on the team.
Yes, he is.
What are you doing? That dude is so about
The coach has been standing for a while.
Come on, man.
You have to
whatever team is hot, he shows up and wears their shirt. All of a sudden, he's number one fan.
His team was down 2-1. The coach had a lot of stress in his shoulder.
Have you ever seen anybody else? Hey, come here, coach. Let me rub your shoulders. Sit down. Am I the only one? Merritt Metcalf.
Van Gundy's shoulders. Like, you've never seen a guy, anybody that's not on the team touching a coach. I was just trying to imagine if Drake had decided to touch Pop during a game, he'd be in jail. He's gone from the celebrity that sits, you know, next to the court and is talking to players to the most annoying guy in these playoffs. And you know these dudes, right? You know these dudes when you show up to a game and they got on the customized jerseys. They're wearing the same shoes as the players. They're stretching for no reason. That's who Drake is. Drake thinks he plays for the Raptors, and somebody needs to remind him of the truth.
The six.
Boom! I mean, seriously, you want to be like a fan? I got no problem. Spike Lee it. You cannot touch the coach, man. You can't do that. Like, enough. I don't know why that bothers me. So I'm like, stop, man. You don't find anything wrong with that whatsoever.
He's cool. He'll make a rap out of it.
So if Bieber's at the game next year and just starts high-fiving Zion, just rubbing Gentry's shoulders.
That is completely different.
So because he's Drake, he can do it.
Yes.
Bieber can't.
No.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Adam Sandler.
Easily. Adam Sandler, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Jack Nicholson just...
Adam Sandler.
Mr. Laker.
Adam Sandler shot a movie clip during a Pelicans game.
Okay. I'm just saying. You're thinking of Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Will Ferrell. Can you rub Gentry's shoulders?
Well, I mean, he already interrupted a halftime performance, so.
It was a movie.
So? We're in the middle of a basketball game.
They were filming a movie.
Doesn't matter.
No, it was a scene in a movie.
Doesn't matter. Still in the middle.
It wasn't an actual... 3:23 left. Davis brings down the ball. There he is rubbing the shoulders.
If you replay the movie, they'll show actual clips of the Pelicans.
They used highlights of the actual game. Yes. Not during the game. Did Will Ferrell just pop up and rub shoulders?
Still was on the court. During halftime.
During halftime.
Doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
No.
I think it
Drake
does.
Drake can do whatever he wants. He's a part of the six.
What is the six? What are you talking about?
That's Toronto.
Huh?
Toronto. You never heard of the six?
No.
Six God?
What?
Never mind.
I have no idea where you're... What are you rambling about?
We might have...
What? Is this one of those things where, like, I need to call Brian?
Yes.
I need to call Brian. 800-991-0003. I'm glad I'm not the only one that goes, what are you doing? I mean, I'm having a guest a little bit of fun. It's like it bothers me, but I'm like, dude, you just, come on, man. You can't wave the towel, you know. I don't know. I think rubbing the shoulders of the head coach is something a little different. Don't you think?
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Think, McFly. Think.
Along the lines of something else that makes me feel good, anytime anybody calls the Lakers a mess.
I think Rob Pelinka needs to go. I think you heard Magic's take on it. Just from, you know, knowing people inside the organization for a few years, I think Rob Pelinka, there's something there. Now, I also believe that Magic Johnson did the right thing by stepping down. You look at the executives that run these teams, and they are there 99% of the time. This is their only job. They are actually there working just to survive and to get a paycheck and to feed their family in a sense. And there's still only like a 50% success rate that you're going to get an extension. So I really and truly believe that you know, Magic Johnson, you know, did not help the Lakers. He did not help the Lakers in the sense that, you know, this is not going to help free agency. So if this is really the franchise that you love, if you really love Jeannie Buss, if you really care about the Lakers, this was not the best way to handle things.
What pleased you more? Seeing Drake try to take front and center and credit for the Raptors win? or the Lakers being a mess and seeing the introductory press conference the Lakers put together of Frank Vogel. Please tell me you saw that.
The guy's question?
No. Forget that. I'm talking about like the little highlight package of Frank Vogel saying, we're going to win. You're going to like what you see. And it's like a montage of him greeting the players, shaking the hands at the facility, being interviewed in the locker room, on the practice court. Hey, wait. There it is. Did you see it? Really quick. You have to almost pause it and go back.
LeBron.
About a second and a half out of the entire montage. There he is, looking like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Did you see him?
LeBron?
How would you describe LeBron's, again, why I bring this up? Because when you edit video, and you've done this before in the past, Jordan, you choose.
What highlights you want.
What to actually show.
Exactly.
Why in the world would the Lakers choose when they show LeBron finally, a good 20 seconds into the clip, it's arms behind his back, backwards cap, looking, I mean, how would you describe his face?
That's my Kobe.
It's really unfair. It's my team.
You think he looks like Terrell Owens there. You think he's like, yeah. Because everyone else in the world looks like, that dude looks like, what have I gotten myself into? And then they show him again later, and it like zooms out of it. He looks like he's as far away from Frank Vogel as humanly possible. Out in the corner, not away. I guess what I'm saying is like the other scenes have Vogel shaking hands, getting dap, hugging Laker players. They show LeBron in all black with a Nike shirt and a hat backwards.
He's attending a funeral.
He looks miserable. Again, he could be completely happy. My point is, when you're part of the video department, can you not have found a 10-second or a second of him smiling? Just a smile. Or just him talking to Frank Vogel. I'm sure he said hi. I'm sure he maybe shook hands. Why would they have used that footage? The lone time you see LeBron James. You got to go see it. It's incredible. It's like the Lakers official Twitter account. You got to go see it. The lone times you see him, it's a fade out into focus of Frank Vogel, which can be looked at a certain way. And the one shot you see clear of LeBron, he looks miserable. There he is. Jordan's going to the video. There he is. Frank just smiling. There's Pelinka. He's saying hi to other players. I don't even know who they are. Look. Little hug. Bring it in close. Slow-mo smile. Now that's Frank talking to media. That's a camera interviewing Frank. Frank at the podium. We're still waiting for LeBron. Now he's still talking. Wait, here it comes. Nope. More Frank smiling. There he is. There's LeBron. And then it goes back to Frank smiling. When you see that video, does it convey that he's happy? It's just a simple question. Does he convey that he's happy?
Well, then we have another clip.
Where he zoomed out of focus. It's incredible.
Well, no, he's in focus.
And then it zooms out of focus into focus into the of Frank Vogel. Yes. I'm just saying, you might want to have painted a better picture. I could be completely looking at it wrong. Coming up next hour, the Graph will chime in. We'll touch a little more on, of course, Saints OTA number 3 tomorrow, and we'll get to see. We'll touch on some NFL storylines as well. Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Hello, and no.